So there was a couple of points and it struck me in the shares. So to be caught in the sensory leads to a sense of separateness. So that, and then it just struck me again that that's really tied into a whole kind of belief structure that sits with that, that kicks in when we're identified. And the identification is that everything flowing in is us. I mean, that's really where we get caught. We believe the appearance of that activity of life, to whether it's thoughts or affections, to be coming from us as the source. And then, so then we have no way. So it's quite interesting. That separates us from the Lord, because it's just not true. It's a conceptual separation. And yet here we are working with a text that is creating the means to see distinctions and separations, but from a top-down way rather than being caught bottom-up. So I just the idea of separation is interesting there. Also, the statement about the shoots, that every state shall be led by the Lord to its fulfillment or conclusion, that all things are under the Lord's divine providence, that there is nothing that is sitting outside of that, and that how different that can look from our perspective. So I thought that was just a nice reminder that despite the chaos from our perspective, from the Lord's perspective, it's still within his order. It's not yet ordered, but the process is part of his order in terms of bringing about a clearer state of order or relations between levels. So the idea that the Lord is ordering or is in control of all things, if you like, is a rational truth. And when that is remembered, it changes our state. That was just something that struck me. And that's true for all truths drawn from the Word that describe how things are, often in contrast to what the senses say is real. Also, that all things of external life, when there is a raising of awareness or consciousness, becomes properties that can be used for our growth. So our history and our history of being with others, events, all of that can be turned around. So again, you have this idea of inversion, that the trauma of a fiery relationship in the past, that was the first thing, that was the thing that dominated, at a later stage of life can be something that can serve higher things, which are then put in the first place. And that serves in the last place to bring awareness or rework attitudes or whatever it happens to be. So again, that sort of the inversion in that. The statement, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," is a statement from the scriptures. It's come up a few times in the groups, but of course, perfection here is not talking about moral perfection. I think that's what people often fall into, that it's about behavior. Perfection, spiritually speaking, is when things are functioning as they should function. So it has to do with order. That's my sense of it. If everything in a system is functioning according to its order, then that's a whole system. The system is working as a whole. So it's perfect in that sense. It's whole. It's complete. It does what it's supposed to do. The moral aspect of it can be a trap, of course, because it becomes one of the taskmasters. The taskmasters get hold of that if we're caught up in that, and we can end up in a pretty kind of desperate sort of place. Also, the reminder that it's not the impressions themselves, it's the conclusions, the false conclusions drawn from the impressions of the senses that are the issue. And those false conclusions will always center around the idea we have life in ourselves. That's just the nature of it. So that's what I heard.